Hey, Crusade Channel fans, I'd like to introduce you to my friends at MediatrixPress.com, a family-owned and operated Catholic publishing company. They feature rare, hard-to-find, out-of-print titles that many people are searching for today. Ryan Grant, owner and editor, is also the creative mind behind the St. Robert Bellarmine Translation Project, bringing you important church teachings like the controversy over the Roman Pontiff, the subject of our Calvin Was Wrong series I co-host with Ryan. Mediatrix Press also has several opportunities for you to help with their restoration projects. Here's Jessica to tell you all about them.
Visit www.mediatrixpress.com and donate to the Robert Bellarmine Fund by PayPal. Participate in their Adopt-a-Book program and help them get more authentic church tradition into the hands of readers everywhere. And of course, shop their large selection of books available to be shipped anywhere in the U.S. Every purchase and donation directly supports their ongoing restoration projects as well as their beautiful family of five children.
So, for the best in authentic, rare Catholic books, visit my friends at MediatrixPress.com. That's MediatrixPress.com.
The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe,
and your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on. On the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
When you bring the words true and money together in modern America, you just made modern American media history. The True Money Show with David Simpson, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Welcome to the True Money Show. I think I'm actually set up now. Got a little late start. Had to rush in and get behind the desk, get the computer on, get the headphones. I had all kind of stuff happening here. Well, welcome to the True Money Show. What is today? The 29th of June? Something like that? Is that what it is, Christopher? 29 June? 29th of June. It's noon. This is a live show at the Veritas Radio Network, coming to you from the Bulldog Kia Studio, our proud studio sponsor. I am David Simpson, and you know what? You can call into the show. It is a live show. You can call in. I'm really excited about today's show because I have a wonderful guest coming on in a minute. I think you will enjoy his perspective on things and agree, like I do, that is something that we should all be working towards. So, if you want to call in, 844-5-CRUSADE, we have a crusade here. My crusade is to improve Well, not just your own personal economy, which is a big enough issue itself, but I'm actually warring against the bad economy of the world. I'm warring against the bad monetary system we have in America, and I'm trying to advocate for a different one and a better one. And my guest today is going to help talk about some other fundamental things like that, how we can avert economic crisis both for as a nation and as individuals. So 844-527-8723 if you'd like to talk to me or my guest. You can email me, david@tffco.com. I know that's kind of hard to remember. So David at, and I'll spell it, five names, five letters, Tom, Frank, Charles, Oscar, .com. You know, and there's an easy way to get in touch with us, and that is to use the Veritas Radio Network app. You know, if you like what you hear in either on my show, on Mike Church's show, on Mark Kreslin's show, and if you get, you want the easiest way to listen to us on the Veritas Radio Network, then download our apps, and you know they're available in all of the systems: Windows Phone, the iTunes Store for iPhone, and of course the Google Play Store for Android devices. The app is $1.99. Now that's not very much, guys, to have full access to the network, and gives you fingertip access to the Crusade Channel live stream, which is what you're listening to now, the Crusade Channel host bios. You can learn about all of us who come on this network. You'll have showtimes, Twitter and Facebook feeds, Crusade Channel cafe locations. You know we had cafes that actually broadcast the Veritas Radio Network, and we're growing that little network of cafes that broadcast us to their clientele. So anyway, download our app today. Please consider rating the app, very important. If we have big numbers, that helps us grow the network. Our smartphone app delivers the Crusade Channel anywhere your mobile device works. The Veritas Radio Network app, mobile radio, the way it should be. Okay. Wow, like I said, I'm still catching my breath. I had to run in here for just a minute. Today, we're going to have, I want to jump right to my guest because this book came out. I'm not really sure when, how many months. I'll ask him when I get Mr. John on the phone here. I read the book immediately and knew that, you know, it was fundamentally sound. There was something there that would fit into what I do in financial services. And so I'm glad to give this book a wider reading. The author is named Mr. John Horvat. He's written hundreds of articles for numerous publications and websites, culminating with this book that I'm speaking about, Return to Order. Horvat's writing has been compared to that of Richard Weaver and Russell Kirk, two other people we talk about on the Veritas Radio Network quite a bit. His other writings, he's written in The Blaze, The Wall Street Journal, Fox News, The Christian Post, The Washington Times, American Thinker, and American Spectator. I'm happy and pleased to welcome to the show Mr. John Horvat. Mr. Horvat, how are you? I'm not hearing Mr. Horvat.
Hello?
Oh, yep. There he is. I hear him.
Okay, it's great to be on the show.
Yeah, we had a little blurb, a little blip there. Couldn't hear you for a second.
Okay, it sounds great. No problem.
Good. How are you doing today?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Well, you know, I was going to open up with a little description of the book, Return to Order, that I got from your book, the marketing part, media component of the book. It says this, and I think this will help everyone kind of get their ears and mind attuned to what we're going to talk about today. The economy is in trouble because America has lost its moral compass. The pursuit of instant gratification has thrown the country into socioeconomic chaos. The solution, a return to the principles of an organic Christian society. The economy must be tempered by naturally regulating institutions like family, community, and faith. So, could you tell us what you mean by an organic Christian society?
Right. I mean, organic Christian society is a society that is very much based on natural human relationships. It's natural leaderships and very influenced by intermediary organizations or intermediary groups like family, faith, and community. These are the things that this is the type of society that is very much oriented toward the faith. You know, it is not a society that's just a secular society that doesn't have meaning or purpose. It's a society that really is very much in accordance with our nature.
Well, you know, you mentioned that the economy should be tempered by naturally regulating stuff, institutions like faith, family, and community. You know, I would even add, because I've had people on the show talk about something similar to this, I'd either add, you know, it should be tempered by weather and seasons and leisure activity. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. No, that's really sounds great. I never really thought about that. I mean, I do mention leisure and other things like that in the book, but it is very, very much according to our nature, to the rhythms, the natural rhythms of one's lives, and they should fit into the economy. It definitely makes sense.
Well, so, you know, one of the things that immediately comes up when we start talking about making such, I mean, and we're talking about really deep, fundamental, spiritual changes at an individual level, right? Am I wrong, or is that an accurate?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, for sure. It does involve the individual level and on a community level as well, you know, depending on, you know, on the community, so to speak.
So, you know, two questions I think will come up automatically from the average person. They're going to say, okay, first of all, is this even possible? Has this ever existed, what you guys are talking about? And two, is there still time to make these type of individual, fundamental, spiritual changes before economic disaster sets in? What would you say to that?
I would say definitely it did exist, and that's what I based my book on. It's you know, it did exist in Christendom, that this economic system that was based very much, that was not just based on formulas and numbers and you know, all the other things that modern economics deals with, that this system definitely did exist, and the Christian civilization was the proof of it. It was the first time in history that something like this existed, in fact. So the historic record is pretty clear, and I go back in my book, I go back to medieval Christendom and saying, well, you know, if you want to look for the origins of you know, economic thought, you need to go there. And even today's economists say that. So, you know, they say, well, you have to go back to the scholastics, you have to go back to St. Thomas Aquinas. You know, these are the fundaments of modern economy.
And is it too late?
Well, I mean, it's definitely late. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I think you know, that many times we need to go to the school of hard knocks. That I think our economy is a very, very sick economy, and that, you know, when it does break down, I have no doubt it will. It will definitely have an effect upon us, and it will help us, you know, to wake up to the realities that we really haven't wanted to face over the last, you know, many decades.
I'm speaking with Mr. John Horvath, the author of Return to Order. And by the way, if you're looking for this book, and I've read it, it's a wonderful book. It starts off with an incredible and great analogy of looking at the society at large and economics at large. It's kind of everyone on a big cruise ship. So he uses wonderful analogies to convey, I think, a very deep and necessary message. But you can get the book at www.returntoorder.com. If you like
it. .org.
I'm sorry, .org.
Right, exactly.
Thank you. I wrote that down wrong. So let me say that again, www.returntoorder.org. That's O-R-G at the end. And if you'd like to call in and ask Mr. Horvath a question, you're welcome to do that as well. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. So you mentioned a minute ago just what you thought was kind of wrong with the modern economy, and you just said in passing, looking at numbers and GDPs and using formulas, et cetera. Is that all that's wrong, or is there something else going on here?
Well, I mean, definitely, modern economy, I'm not an economist, and I think actually helped me in my studies, because I didn't really get into all these very esoteric formulas that are so common in modern economy. But, I mean, I think we need to realize that, you know, Adam Smith was supposedly the father of modern economy, but he was not an economist, he was a moral philosopher. And so, you know, somewhere along the line, we've lost that link between moral philosophy and the decision, you know, what is right and wrong, and economy. We've separated that, and
yes.
I think that is one of the big problems of modern economy. It's lost its moral compass, and it's just simply, well, what can we do? How we can do it? And you know, if we can do it, let's do it, and not consider so many other factors that are very important in making economic decisions.
Well, you know, if and I won't call this a shortcoming of the book, I'll call this a shortcoming of the modern mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I notice that when people like you write, every word has meaning, and you have to reflect on these deep meanings. You can't just read it like you're reading the newspaper. And so, you know, yes, I said, I think I said at the very beginning, the economy is in trouble because America has lost its moral compass. And some people would hear that line and go, okay, yeah, we don't believe in right and wrong as much anymore, blah, blah, blah. They kind of blow it off. And what you mean truly is that there's this divorce between economic thought and the ideas of how we ought to act towards one another.
Right, right. I mean, it's definitely that. And you know, we've put the economics above all the other sciences, especially the moral sciences of ethics and moral philosophy. And, you know, it is the supreme science. Everything's judged by economics, and economics is actually a secondary science, and it needs to be it needs to serve man, and man should not serve economy. And that's where we've really gone wrong. You know, it's just everything's put in context of economic. Even, you know, for example, even the elections is, you know, well, let's. It's all about jobs. It's all about economy, yes. And it's not about, you know, what is the moral condition of our country and where are we going?
You know, it's funny you say that because I always try to figure out why I get aggravated when I hear somebody saying it's the economy, stupid, or jobs, 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 or I'm going to keep you secure. And I never quite put it in those terms, but I think that maybe is what my guttural response is no, it's not about the jobs. It's about what's wrong in our country and no one thinking about the common good. Everyone's thinking about their own self-interest, and jobs is just kind of a prime indicator of that.
Right. I mean, it's what I call a cookie jar election. You know, who can put their, you know, get the most cookies out of the jar? That's what everybody, what's the emphasis in these elections. And it shouldn't be that way. I mean, we definitely have to look after our interest, and there's nothing wrong with looking after our interest, but society exists to facilitate the common good, and you know that in our very individualistic society, that message is often not taken into consideration.
By the way, Mr. Herbert, I'm just going to make you one little statement here. I didn't write it down wrong. I was looking at in your marketing thing, so you might want to go over there and check.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it now. It's returntoorder.com on there. So www.returntoorder.org.
That's it, yeah.
Is where you can get the book, and make sure your marketing packet gets updated because there is one little typo there.
That's great. No, it's good to know.
we're sending everyone to the wrong place. I don't want to do that. Okay, so, you know, I came across this article that I hope you'll let me kind of flesh out with you as we go. It's called 10 Steps to Prepare for America's Economic Collapse, and it's not really a review of your book per se, but it's kind of a concise little recitation of some of the major principles and themes running through your book. And I was hoping that we could go through this article, the 10 Steps, because I think people that listen to the Veritas Radio Network and this particular show like these type of answers to our problems. And maybe as I go through some of this thing, I'll ask you questions and comment. Would that be okay?
That sounds great. That sounds great.
Now,
yes.
We're going to run out of time in this segment, so we'll continue on with this process in the second segment. So I'm going to start. So this is part of part of the packet that I got. And by the way, your packet on your book is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it's so much information because I read the book months ago and I said, oh, I'm going to have to go read the book again or at least go get all the highlights from the chapters. And I pulled out your marketing packet and it answered everything I had to worry about. So thank you so much for that.
Okay, great.
So the 10 steps to prepare for America's economic collapse. I'm just going to read the 10 things first.
Okay.
Number one, we're going to go, by the way, audience, we're going to go into all of these in a little more depth in just a minute. Stand your ground is number one. Number two, reject false solutions. Number three, prepare with prudence. Number four, examine lifestyles and personal habits. Number five, ponder the moral dimension. Number six, it takes a family. By the way, all you guys have to listen to number seven. It takes a village. Oh, my gosh, Hillary was right. Number eight, it takes a Christian state. Number nine, it takes fidelity. And number 10, it takes leadership. So right away in this article, it starts off with this statement. A frenetic intemperance is destabilizing our economy. It is a restless, explosive, and relentless drive inside man. It seeks to throw off all legitimate restraints and gratify all disordered passions. Mr. Horvat, what in the heck are the legitimate restraints?
Okay, I use the term frenetic intemperance in the book a lot because it is this idea that, you know, we need to just throw off restraints, you know, just a lot of these restraints are tradition, family, the moral restraints, you know, all the sort of the external signs that were really pretty much, were very much attacked in the 60s, the sexual revolution of the 60s. And if you look at modern economy from, let's say, 1800 on, it has a lot of this aspect of cycles of just a very strong growth but frenetic growth, and then it crashes, and it just up and down, and you don't have the stability that did exist in times before that. So that, yeah, this is the restraints are in essentially these external structures inside society that it's modern economy, especially today's economy, just says we don't need them anymore. You know, just do it. Give into your passions. You have to have it instantly, even if you don't have the money. And this naturally throws off the economy. It just destroys an economy. It leads to crashes.
Now, if we had to say these restraints in a word, would the word be virtue?
Virtue is definitely, you know, I would say definitely it is. But it would be the institutions that, you know, that help us practice virtue in society, like the family, and like customs and morals and traditions that are, you know, that, you know, give us a guidelines about how we do this in society and normally in over a period of time. So, yes, exactly that.
Okay, we're talking to Mr. John Horvat, author of Return to Order. You can call in and ask Mr. Horvat a question if you like. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. I'm going to go to number one on this list. By the way, the article is longer than we're going to be reviewing today. I just won't have time. But so Stand Your Ground was the number one way that we could prepare for America's economic collapse. And it says this. I'm just going to run a little line. Wherever you live and whatever your occupation, you must stand your ground, fighting for the common good and of the nation legally and peacefully. You know, I've said that on this show, and because I like anyone else, have the desire to run off and find a hill somewhere that everyone would leave me alone, supposedly, and I could maybe have a little guard in the back and do my best to produce for myself and then have my guns to protect myself from all the barbarians that come by. And this thing is saying we can't do that. You can't escape it. So we should stand our ground, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, it's definitely out there, and it's definitely an attractive alternative. You know, it's the famous Benedict option. It says, well, you just find your monastery out there and just, you know, forget about the rest of the world. But as you say, they won't leave you alone. And, you know, if there was one person that didn't practice the Benedict option, it was St. Benedict, because he was always getting destroyed by barbarians and people had come. And it was just his life was not a peaceful isolation from the rest of the world. He was very engaged. So we need to also be engaged.
You know, and the other thing about that, I think, is that we have historical references. I always think about the Vendée, you know, a beautiful Catholic community, obviously a region of France that was very productive, very holy, very virtuous, and they asked to be left alone, but the revolution said no.
Yeah, it's definitely that. I mean, it's the nature of evil not to to want good around, because it is a constant reminder that, you know, we're not on the right track. And so you'll never have that peace with the other side, because they will simply say, well, we can't coexist.
Boy, is that ever happening now, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can't have the other opinion, or you can't, you know, you have to, you can't insist upon your choice of bathrooms, because, you know, it's an aggression.
That's, I mean, as absurd as that sounds, you're absolutely 100% right. I mean, we can't insist upon differences in sex.
Right, exactly. And it doesn't work the other way. Many, you know, for most people who live their own lives and lives of virtue, many they are disconnected from the other side, and so we don't go after them, you know. And but they certainly do go after us, and they are a very vibrant minority and a very small minority, but they really just cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy. We're coming close to the end of the second segment. I want to do one quick little. You know, promo some things here for our studio sponsor, Bulldog Kia. You know, imagine not having a car payment for the next 5 months. What will you do with all that money? Hopefully you buy lots of stuff from the Mike Church trading post at mikechurch.com/shop. And that would help out the Veritas Radio Network. But whatever you would do with that money, right now at Bulldog Kia in Athens, Georgia, you can take advantage of the Summer on Us sales event where you have zero payments for 5 months. Plus, you get 0% financing for up to 66 months on the one-of-a-kind Kia Soul or the high-tech Kia Forte or the newly redesigned Kia Optima. Bulldog Kia is where our founder Mike Church and his wife have purchased their vehicle since 2011. They're great friends, and they'll treat you right. And for True Money Show listeners, anywhere in the continental United States, they will ship your Kia to you for free. That means your new Kia is only a click or call away. Everyone, please, for details, call them at 855-BULLDOG or go to bulldogkia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Mr. Horvat, we have about another minute or so in this segment, so I wanted to ask you, we'll try to delve into number two, and then we'll come back from the segment and go into the rest of this article. Reject false solutions. False solutions from the left you list as, or the article writer lists as, the push for more socialism, the surrender of our sovereignty to international courts, the move toward global government and sub-consumerist neo-tribal and ecological ideologies. False solutions from the right include a quasi-anarchical aversion to government, the nullification movement, secessionism, and off-the-grid survivalism.
Right, yes.
You know, you're going to get in a fight with some of the people on this network. That's okay. We like fights because we're trying to find the truth. Why, I want to ask you the big question, why are these false solutions? I'll just ask you a quick one. Wouldn't the back to the land movement kind of qualify as a little bit as kind of the survivalist idea, or are those things opposed to each other?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad to be on the land. I grew up on a farm. I really appreciate it. I loved it. And I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with even now being on the farm and raising your family. But again, it is the idea is to stay engaged in the fight, because that's what that is the only way we're going to survive. You know, the best defense is a good offense. And to simply say, well, I'm going to get off and I'm not going to worry about it, that definitely has problems.
Very good. Listen, you're listening to David Simpson with Mr. John Horvat. Return to Order is his book. You listen to the True Money Show on the radio, on the Veritas Radio Network, the Crusade Channel, radio the way it should be.
If David Simpson had been Jerry Maguire and showed Leon the true money, it would have hit him over the head like the proverbial ton of bricks. Gold bricks, that is. Let David Simpson show you the true money. Every Wednesday at noon Central, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.